إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge of Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. Our Lord in His book, He ordered us with التَّقْوَى. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O mankind, O humans, O people, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And then He created from this single being His wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them, He sent forth many men and many women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. The one from whom you demand your mutual rights. والأرحام. And fear Allah regarding your relatives and the ties of kinship and your families. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always watching over you. And He advised us and admonished us in the Quran. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct, truthful word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved a great success. عباد الله. أيها المؤمنون. Allah جل في العلا, He has bestowed upon us and upon this ummah many blessings. And from the blessings which Allah bestowed upon this ummah is that He sent to us the best of the messengers and the most noble of prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah specified for the Prophet certain miracles and certain signs. And these miracles and signs, they were specific to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from those exclusive mu'jizat, those miracles and ayat, those signs which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, was the occurrence of Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. And this is a very important event which occurred during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that we have to know about it and learn it and contemplate the benefits and the lessons from this story. And it is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He named a whole surah in the Quran after it. Suratul Isra. It was named after Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And what does Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj mean? Al-Isra, it was the journey that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken upon, a miraculous journey which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken upon at night from Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And as for al-Mi'raj, then it is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken from Masjid al-Aqsa upon the earth to the seven heavens and above the seven heavens. And this is the meaning of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And all of this happened on a single night. And then within that night, he returned back to Mecca. And the Ummah has agreed that this occurrence and this event which took place, it happened physically. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his body and his soul and his heart, he undertook this miraculous journey. And had this event and occurrence, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, had it only been a dream which the Prophet saw, or something which his heart experienced and he physically did not do so, then the Quraysh would not have mocked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would not have disbelieved in him, because people have dreams. But because it was something physical which the Prophet went with his body in a single night, and therefore it was miraculous, the mushrikun of Quraysh saw this as an opportunity to attack and mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Isra, the journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, Allah mentioned it in the beginning of Surah Al-Isra. He said, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa. He said, glory be to the one who took his worshipper at night from Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa. Alladhi barakna hawla, which we have blessed around it. The land which surrounds Masjid al-Aqsa, it is blessed. Linuriyahu min ayatina, so we could show our worshipper, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some of our signs. Innahu huwa as-sami' al-basir, he is the whole all-hearing and the all-seeing. And also Allah mentioned Al-Mi'raj in Surah An-Najm. He said, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نُزْلَةً أُخْرَى, that he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw him descending again. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would see Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel would ascend to the heavens and he would descend. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see him عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى, and he saw him ascending and descending at the Sidratul Muntaha. And this is, the Sidratul Muntaha is a great tree which is above the seven heavens. And this story of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, it has been narrated in many ahadith, in lengthy ahadith. And some of these ahadith are in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. And the other ahadith are in the books of As-Sunan. And various narrations mention different parts to the story and the occurrence. And we will be, idhnillah, summarize from the various ahadith what happened on Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentions, Bainama ana na'imun fil hatim, that one night, whilst I was asleep, fil hatim. And Hatim is a stone which was near the Kaaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sleeping in that area. Idh atani at, when somebody approached me, and this was an angel. Fashaqqa sadri, and this one who approached me, he opened my chest. He cut open my chest. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَ قَلْبِي. And then he took out my heart. And these were the angels. The angels approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he was asleep. And they cut open his chest and they took out his heart in order to prepare him for the journey which he is about to take. ثُمَّ أُتِيتُ بِطَسْتٍ مِّن ذَهَبٍ. And then a utensil or a bowl made of gold, it was bought. مَمْلُوءًا إِيمَانًا. And it was full of iman. فَغُسِلَ قَلْبِي ثُمَّ أُعِيدٍ. And then my heart was washed and then it was placed back into my chest. And this occurrence, the opening of the chest of the Prophet and the washing of his heart, it is called شَقُّ الصَّدْرِ, the opening of the chest. And this occurred more than once throughout the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Specifically, it occurred three times. So the first time it occurred was when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an infant and he was being looked after by his wet nurse Halima. And then the second time it occurred was just before prophethood, that just before the Prophet was given the bi'tha, the prophethood, his heart was open. And the third time it occurred was just before Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Each one of these times it was as if the angels, or as if Allah Jalla fil-Ula is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that something important is about to occur. And then after this the Prophet mentions ثُمَّ أُتِيتُ بِدَابَّةٍ. And then an animal was brought to me. دون البغل وفوق الحمار. And this animal, it was slightly smaller than a mule and slightly bigger than a donkey. أبيض. And it was white. And this is of course البراق. So البراق was that animal upon which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken upon this miraculous journey. And he said يضع خطوه عند أقصى طرفه. That this animal البراق, each step it would take was as far as a person could see. فَحُمِلْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And then I was carried upon al-Buraq. ثُمَّ جَاءَ جِبْرِيلُ. And then Jibreel, the angel alayhi salam, he came. بِأَنَاءٍ فِيهِ خَمْرٌ وَآخَرٍ فِيهِ لَبَنٍ. He came with a bowl or a utensil. And he came with one utensil which had alcohol in it, خَمَر. And he came with another utensil which had milk in it. And both of them were offered to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he chose the bowl or the utensil with milk. And he rejected the utensil which contained alcohol. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, Hudita wa hudiyat ummatuk. You have been guided and your ummah has been guided. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon this animal al-Buraq, he was taken at night to al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And when he came to Bayt al-Maqdis, when he came to this sacred place, all of the prophets and all of the messengers, they were brought in front of him. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. And Allah has complete ability over everything. But we believe that they were physically brought in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how they were bought, this is with Allah Jalla fil-Ula. The knowledge of how this happened, then only Allah knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought all of the prophets and the messengers. And they stood behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as an honor for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to teach him and tell him that the religions of all of the prophets, they are the same. And that his message and his sharia is a completion of all of the previous legislations. And that his legislation, the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it has abrogated the various legislations which came previously. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was chosen to lead the rest of the prophets and the messengers in two rak'at of prayer. Again, as an honor for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and an honor for his ummah, that we are the last of the nations who came and yet we will be the first of the nations who enter into Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَ بِهِ بِي جِبْرِيلِ. And then Jibreel, he took me, حَتَّى أَتَى السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, up until he came to the lowest heaven. So after the Prophet led the Prophets and the messengers in two raka'at, as an honor for him and his ummah, then he was taken up to the skies and taken up to the heavens. And the first heaven he came to was the lowest heaven. فَاسْتَفْتَحَ. And so Jibreel, he sought permission for the gate, the lowest gate of the lowest heaven, to be opened. And it was said, the angel of the gate, he said, مَنْ هَذَا, who is this? قَالْ جِبْرِيلِ, and he replied, it is Jibreel. Then the angel said, وَمَنْ مَعَكَ, and who is with you, O Jibreel? And Jibreel said, مَعِي Muhammad, with me is Muhammad. And then it was said, مَرْحَبًا بِكْ, welcome to you. فَنِعْمَ الْمَجِيجَ, how good a person has approached. And every time the Prophet went to each heaven, Jibreel would request permission for the door to be opened. And then this same conversation would take place. The angel would say, مَنْ هَذَا, who is it? And Jibreel would reply, it is Jibreel. And then the angel of the gate would reply, وَمَنْ مَعَكَ, and who is with you? And Jibreel would say, مَعِي Muhammad, with me is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they would say, نِعْمُ الْمَجِيجَ. And when he came to the first heaven, i.e. the lowest heaven, and the door was opened, the gate of the heaven was opened, إِذَا فِيهِ Adam, and standing there was Adam alayhi salam. So it was said, Jibreel said to the Prophet, هَذَا أَبُوكَ Adam, this is your forefather Adam. فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ, so greet him. The Prophet says, فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ, so I greeted him with أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. فَرَدَّ السَّلَامُ, and he replied with the greeting. ثُمَّ قَالَ, and then Adam said, مَرْحَبًا بِالْإِبْنِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ, welcome, O righteous son, welcome, O righteous prophet. And Adam alayhi salam, he called the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ibn salih, a righteous son. Why? Because Adam is our forefather, and he is the forefather of all of humanity. And then after this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was taken to the second heaven. إِذَا يَحْيَا وَعِيسَى, and when the gate was open, standing there was Yahya and Isa. Yahya, the son of Zakariya, and Isa, the son of Maryam alayhim as-salam. وَهُمَا إِبْنَا خَالَةٍ, and both of them, they were cousins to the same auntie. And it was said to the Prophet, هَذَا يَحْيَا وَعِيسَى فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِمَا, they are Yahya and Isa, so give them a salam. He says, فَسَلَّمْتُ, so I gave salam to them. فَرَدَّ, and they both replied the salam to me. ثُمَّ قَالَ, and then both of them said, مَرْحَبًا بِالْأَخِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ, welcome, O righteous brother, welcome, O righteous prophet. And like this, the Prophet was taken to each heaven. So when he came to the third heaven, there was standing Yusuf alayhi salam. And when he came to the fourth heaven, there was Idris alayhi salam. And when he went to the fifth heaven, there was Harun alayhi salam. And when he went to the sixth heaven, there was Musa alayhi salam. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was leaving the sixth heaven to go to the seventh heaven, he says, فَلَمَّا تَجَاوَزْتُ بَكَى, that when I was leaving the sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam, he started to weep. قِيلَ لَهُ مَا يُبْكِيكَ, and it was said to him, O Musa alayhi salam, why do you weep? قَالْ أَبْكِي أَنَّ غُلَامًا بُعِثَ بَعْدِي, he said, I weep because a man was sent after me. يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ أَكْثَرُ مِمَّنْ يَدْخُلُهَا مِنْ أُمَّتِي, even though he was sent after me, yet more people from his ummah will enter into Jannah than my ummah. And this is the virtue of Allah upon the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was taken to the seventh heaven, and in it he found Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it was said to him, قَالَ هَذَا أَبُوكَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, that this is your father Ibrahim. فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ, so give him the greetings. The Prophet says, فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. So I gave him the greetings. ثُمَّ قَالَ. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam said to the Prophet, مَرْحَبًا بِالْإِبْنِ الصَّالِحِ وَالنَّبِيِّ الصَّالِحِ. Welcome, O righteous son. Welcome, O righteous prophet. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he left the seventh heaven. And he was taken by Jibreel alayhi salam to a Sidratul Muntaha. And Sidratul Muntaha, it is that great tree which is after all of creation, above the seven heavens, but before the Arsh and the Kursi of Allah. And also the Prophet saw Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. And Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur is that place above the seven heavens, above the Kaaba, in which 70,000 angels, they come and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make sujood in front of Allah. And then those 70,000 angels, they go, they depart, and they never return. And then the next day, another 70,000 comes. And then they go, and they never return back. And the next day, 70,000 more come. And this occurs up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And there, after Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw his Lord. However, he did not see his Lord with his eyes. Rather, he only saw light. And some of the ulama mentioned that he only saw him with his heart. And in Sahih Muslim, Abu Dharr al-Ghafari radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ رَبَّكَ. Did you see your Lord? And the Prophet said, نُورًا أَنَّا أَرَى. It was only light. So how could I see? And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he said, وَقَدْ حَكَى عُثْمَانِ ibn سَعِيدَ الدَّارَمِي. That الدَّارَمِي, and he was from the Imams who died 200 Hijri. He narrated Ijma'u al-Sahaba, that all of the companions, they have agreed, عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَرَى رَبَّهُ لَيْلَةَ الْمِعْرَاجِ. That the Prophet, he did not see Allah with his eyes. He only saw either light or he saw it in his heart. And this is because in this dunya, nobody is able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in the akhirah, whoever dies upon tawheed and he used to do good upon this dunya, then he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will see Allah physically, in reality. And he will see Allah with his own two eyes. And this has been mentioned in many authentic narrations. So much so that this is from the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, that people came to the Prophet and they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, hal nara rabbana yawm al-qiyamah? O Messenger of Allah, will we see our Lord on yawm al-qiyamah? And the Prophet said, hal tadaruna fi ru'yat al-qamar laylat al-badr? Does any one of you have any difficulty in seeing the full moon on a clear night? And they said, La ya Rasulullah, no, O Messenger of Allah. And then the Prophet said, وَهَلْ تَغَارُونَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَرَىٰ الشَّمْسِ. And does any one of you have any difficulty in seeing the sun when there's no cloud on a clear day? And they said, لَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And then the Prophet said, فَإِنَّكُمْ تَرَوْنَهُ كَذَلِكَ. Then you will also see your Lord. I.e. on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will see your Lord. And the Prophet said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَرَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ عِيَانًا كَمَا يَرَوْنَ الْقَمْرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدَرِ. That the believers, the people of Iman, the people of Tawheed, the people of Salah, those who establish their prayers, the people of fasting, they will see their Lord عِيَانًا with their own eyes on Yawm al-Qiyamah, just as they see the moon on a clear night. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to his Lord, then the prayers were legislated. The greatest act of worship, the most important act of worship, the difference between the Muslim and the kafir, the difference between the iman of a person and the disbelief of a person. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, بَيْنَ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ وَكُفْرِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. The difference between the iman of a person and the kufr of a person is the salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. So whoever abandons the prayer, then he has disbelieved. And this act of worship, it is so important that it was legislated above the heavens, directly from Allah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And initially they were 50 prayers. And then the Prophet, he came down carrying this obligation. And then he met Musa alayhi salam. And Musa, he was concerned about our ummah. He said, Ya Muhammad, arji ila rabbik. Oh Muhammad, go back to your Lord. Fa'inni jarrabtu bani Israel fi aqalli min dhalik. Because I tried Banu Israel with much less than this, and they were not able to do so. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went back up to his Lord. And then Allah reduced them to 40 prayers. And then he came down and Musa told him to go back again. And then they were reduced to 30, and then 20, and then 10. And then they remained at 10 daily prayers, 10 prayers every single day and night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قَدْ أَمْضَيْتُ فَرِيضَتِي عَلَىٰ عَبْدِي. That I've set out my legislation upon my worshippers. خَمْسٌ فِي الْعَمَلِ. I've reduced it to only 5 prayers in their actions. وَخَمْسُونَ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. But they will be worth 50 prayers on the scales. So even though only 5 prayers, the 50 prayers were reduced to 5 prayers, but Allah, from His virtue and His kindness, the reward remains as 50 prayers. If a person prays a single prayer, it's as if he has prayed 10 prayers. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, throughout his journey, he saw Jannah, and he saw the fire, and he saw groups of people who were being punished with the fire. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he returned back to his bed on the same night. And then when the morning came, he narrated this story to the people. And the mushrikun of Quraysh, they saw this as an opportunity to mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, the believers and the siddiqun and the imam Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they believed that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told them. And Abu Jahl, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, in kunta dhahabta ila Bayt al-Maqdis, if you claim that you have gone and visited Bayt al-Maqdis, fasifhu lana, then describe it for us. Because the Quraysh, they used to travel and they used to go to Jerusalem. So Abu Jahl said to the Prophet that if you have gone and if you have visited Bayt al-Maqdis, then describe it for us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described in detail Bayt al-Maqdis to Abu Jahl. And yet Abu Jahl, because of how stubborn and arrogant he was, he said, Al-wasfu sadiq wal-wasifu kadhab. That the description you have given, it is the truth. But you, the one who is describing, you are a liar. And Allah revealed the ayah, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ. That they, the mushrikun of Quraysh, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it isn't you that they disbelieve in, because they know you are truthful. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. But it is those oppressors who, out of their stubborn arrogance, they reject the ayat of Allah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters, there are many benefits and many lessons that we take from this story. And from the benefits and the lessons of this story is the importance and the sanctity and the sacredness of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and that the Muslims are deserving of it over the Yahud. However, because of our sins, and because of us being distant from our religion, then Allah has allowed them authority over it as a humiliation for the Ummah. And therefore, we should not blame the West or the East or the Yahud or the rulers. Rather, the Muslims should only look at themselves and how weak we have become in our religion. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Any calamity which afflicts you, then it is because of what your own hands have achieved. And also, it is important to point out that it is not permitted for a person, for anybody, to specify the 27th of Rajab or the 1st of Sha'ban in celebrating and specifying this day, Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. So there are no extra prayers, there are no nawafil, there is no gathering, there are no ihtifalat, there are no celebration. This day is not an Eid, There is no extra recitation of the Quran. There is nothing which is to be done on this day. In fact, it isn't even permitted for us to have conferences and lectures and sermons in specifying this day, except with one condition. And that condition is if we are going to explain that it is an innovation. So if, like in this khutbah, we are going to explain the innovations which are occurring and warn the people from specifying this day, then it is allowed. Otherwise, it is not allowed. And this is something which the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah did not do. And before them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do. In fact, it was not known. And if we begin specifying this day, then tomorrow, why don't we have Eid Ghazwatul Badr? And then after it, why don't we have Mahfil Ghazwatul Uhud? And then after it, why don't we have the celebration of the Hijrah? And then the celebration of the completion of the Quran. And therefore our religion, it becomes celebrations and festivals and memories and so on and so forth. And this is only the religion of the Nasara and the Rawafid. And Ibn Nihas al-Dimyati, and he was from the Fuqaha of the Shafi'iyya, 800 Hijri. He said regarding this day, those people who celebrate this day, he said, إِنَّ الْإِحْتَفَالَ بِهَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ بِدْعَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. That celebrating and specifying this night, it is a severe innovation في الدين, in the religion. قَدْ أَحْدَثَهَا إِخْوَانُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And it is the brothers of the shayateen who have innovated this in order to change our religion. Thirdly, the actual day or date of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, it is not known. And Al-Mubarak Furi rahimullah, the one who wrote Al-Rahiq al-Maktum, he mentioned various different opinions. So he said that Al-Tabari, he said the day is not known. The only thing we know is that it was in the year of prophethood. And An-Nawawi and Al-Qurtubi, they said it was after prophethood by 5 years. And some of the ulama said 27th of Rajab. And others said 14th of Muharram. And others said different days throughout the Rabi'ul Awwal. Al-Qurtubi mentioned 5 different opinions. Al-Suyuti, he mentioned 15 different opinions. And all of this shows us that the companions, they attached no importance to this day at all. It was never known in their time when it was. And they never narrated to the people afterwards that it was on this day. So it was never celebrated. In fact, it was given no importance, no consideration. It was never recorded or narrated like the ahadith are narrated. And the Salaf used to say, "Qif haitha waqaf al-qawm." Stop at the limit where they stopped, meaning the companions. And they would say, "Alaykum bil ittiba." Upon you is to follow. Follow the way of the companions. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْإِبْتِدَاءِ. And be aware of innovating and changing the religion afterwards.